This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's hour two. It's Q Talk America. This is the show. It is a Tuesday night right here in Central Phoenix. It's a rainy evening. We've had a lot of rain today, all courtesy of, was it Hurricane Rosa? Was that
Rosa.
What it was? Rosa. Now, I read somewhere on
Tropical
Facebook.
Tropical Depression Rosa. Now
it is. But I understand that there was a meme today on Facebook about the fact that Rosa had tried to cross the border over the wall and was being detained.
Yeah.
So we'll see how. Anywho, thank you for joining us. If you were here for hour one, we had a lot of fun discussion about what we've been doing, what our obsessions were, and all that other fun stuff. It's hour two. We're going to do some headlines. Hour three is where we do entertainment with Al Perkins. Two things with Kat Carlson. By the way, it's the regular staff for Cast In tonight. We've got Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer, Al Perkins. I'm Clayton McKee, and here we go with some news headlines. A Texas man's attempt to find a perfect isolated spot to pop the question atop a Colorado mountain on Saturday ended with a newly engaged couple having to be rescued after an hours-long harrowing experience. The Boulder County Sheriff's Office said that Joshua Mason, 27, and his girlfriend Katie Davis, who's 28, flew from Denton, Texas to Denver on Friday before setting out on a hike at the trailhead to Jasper Peak on the Continental Divide. They were quoting Mason, Mason was hoping to find an isolated scenic location away from any other people to propose to Davis.
Really, in the American Southwest, an isolated location?
The sheriff's office said they found exactly such a location, and Davis happily accepted the surprise proposal. After hiking more than 8.2 miles and ascending 3,000 feet to nearly 13,000 foot summit, the newly engaged couple discovered the carefully planned engagement took an abrupt turn. As it started getting dark, there's no trail to see. It's not clearly marked, according to the Boulder County Sheriff's Mountain Department. The sheriff's office said the couple was not wearing warm clothes either and was carrying very little water and was not acclimated to the higher terrain. The two ended up getting very disoriented. Apparently, later on, they had to be
air-vaced out.
I hope this story ends with her saying no, because
he's a dumbass.
Either he was trying to date rape her on top of that mountain, or he's just a dipshit. Either way, nope.
No, there was a camper near them, and that camper told authorities the couple was showing signs of altitude sickness and severe dehydration when he discovered them. He led the pair to a group of his friends that were camping nearby at a nearby lake.
Never trust the friends.
One of them recognized the serious situation, and they got in contact with authorities, and the authorities then sent rescue crews, were able to reach them by 4:30 in the morning and walk the two down the trailhead and were back down by 6:30.
We're not really rescuing you. You still have to walk.
Yeah. Well, that's in that terrain,
here's
maybe that's
water.
What it was. But anyway, after it's all said and done, the question was then asked, is the engagement still on? And come to find out, yes, she did say yes.
Well, can we wait till the altitude sickness goes away?
Right. Never know.
I hope they don't have kids then.
Okay, people who go on 13,000 foot hikes without water, warm clothing, a plan to get down. Yeah. I'm sorry, your ass should be up there with the rest of the people on. What's the mountain? Everest. Where they can't get the bodies down.
Mm-hmm.
So you hike by dead bodies, mummified creatures.
Yeah. Turn left.
Yeah. I mean, I wish them well and all the happiness in the world, but.
I love it.
You know,
the hubris of man is my favorite kind of story.
Our friend Buddy Early said something to the effect of, if he dies in the slaughter that is, you know, the uprising of women, he gets it.
Yeah.
Here's another reason why.
Like I said, when they put the knife to my belly, I'm just going to go, fair point.
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously.
Well made.
When I saw that, I was like, you guys should not have to be those people.
A pregnant mother claimed she was forced to carry over $200 worth of shopping up two flights of stairs when her delivery driver refused to help. I know. She was so shocked by her treatment during her food delivery on Saturday, she started filming and can be heard clearly out of breath as her young son cries in the background. The driver empties the items onto the ground, saying that he was out of shopping bags, so he's just dumping her food on the ground.
Oh.
Wow.
I don't know. Oh, my God.
He had apparently run out of bags. In the clip, she says, can you not help me? This is the last little bit. I mean, my boy's up there. He's crying. He says, I'd rather not.
Oh.
Yeah. She then says, you'd rather not? Yeah. It's your fucking job. Alongside the clip, Amy posted that, quote, this shouldn't be happening to anyone. Bad health, lonely, elderly, disabled, pregnant. It should not be happening. Yeah. It's called home delivery. My home's upstairs.
Yeah,
no kidding. Now,
it's not near home delivery.
Now, see, that's actually not the shocking part. That I kind of expect. Douchebag delivery guy.
But they're just setting her groceries on the ground. That's a little much.
Right. That's not even
I'm going to let you finish the story before I ask my question, because you may address it.
I might. Well, she clearly complained to the grocery store. As an apology, the grocery store, understanding that this was a problem and shouldn't have happened, the grocery store sent heavily pregnant Amy a bottle of champagne.
Oh my god!
We're sorry.
Wow! I know your audience.
I'm sorry. I'm tone deaf. What was the apology?
I think we went back to these not working.
Yeah. Yeah.
What just happened?
Wow!
She says they gave me a bottle of champagne and some flowers and couldn't apologize enough for the driver not doing his job. No, I won't be drinking it as I'm pregnant.
Mm. Wow!
Goodness gracious, how tone deaf can we get?
Fault rail.
Whoever owns the store should stand at the bottom while someone throws
that champagne at their head.
Semi-ripe vegetables at
them. An empty champagne bottle at their head.
That could hurt, but the semi-ripe vegetables. Am I saying that correctly?
Vita vegetables?
You answered part of my question. My question was going to be, did she socially shame whoever this store is?
Clearly on the Facebook
site. And was there a job loss from a delivery driver?
Sources do not have that information.
God. At press time, there was no confirmation of a termination.
They also didn't say if it was good champagne.
That is a fair question.
Mm-hmm. Now, the upside is, though, she does get to still partake in the champagne after if she's very pregnant. That means we're getting close.
Let's call her mightily pregnant, shall we?
Yes,
heavily pregnant. Well,
heavily.
Well, did the story say heavily?
Probably pretty. It did say heavily.
Well,
yes.
Then I'm not okay. I'm not the asshole in this story.
No.
I was just repeating what the writer of the story said.
I'm just offering serving suggestions.
Al's trying not to get murdered in the purge.
She's fully pregnant. Mm-hmm.
She's a good point.
Got it. All right.
Yeah. And on Friday, I was ready to participate in the purge.
Oh,
yeah, right. Well, and you know, when you go from champagne to red wine.
Mm. Oh, there's a segue. Finally, we got a segue. Good job.
Then you have just one of the things that is Kavanaugh related this week.
Okay.
All the things are Kavanaugh related this week.
I mean, can we just call him Cavacunt?
Fine.
I think it's an insult to cunts around the world. No.
I kind of agree with you. Yeah. That's a good point.
We're insulting the cunts.
Okay.
Suddenly I'm on Sans team cunt.
Yeah. I shan't do it.
I shan't. But whilst you do.
Nary a day will happen that I will say cunt about Brett Cuntable. So,
I hate this song more than anything else in the whole. This makes me miss Wilson Phillips.
Yes, but... You actually feel this way. What about the Go-Go's?
I love the Go-Go's.
How do you not love the Go-Go's?
Belinda Carlisle.
Oh, no, just that one song. I love Belinda Carlisle.
What about Natalie Cole?
Oh. Not a fan.
Well, so here's the issue with the red wine, if y'all have not heard of this yet. So the British reggae band UB40 received a burst of unexpected publicity on Monday after reports surfaced that Judge Brett Kavanaugh allegedly got into an altercation at a Connecticut bar in 1985. The group unwittingly played an unusual supporting role in this incident. Chad Luddington, a professor at North Carolina State University and one of Kavanaugh's Yale classmates, said in a statement cited, is that who you were?
No. I sent you guys the link.
No. Story. He's got all kinds of not friends coming out of the
world. Oh, got it. Okay. That 38 years ago, he and Kavanaugh were drinking beer. He likes beer, you know.
He likes beer.
I don't know about you.
He likes
beer. But I like beer.
Beer. I liked it then. I like it now. PJ and Spinx, they feel the same.
Donkey Dong, we're
have
not
you,
sure.
Have you ever
squeeze more of a whiskey
been
man.
Drunk and blacked out? Have you?
Have you?
Oh, God.
I just want to know about you.
That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
Are you fucking kidding me? Like, I can't even fathom not just bursting out laughing if they asked me that question. I'd be like, yeah, I'm not going to make it to the bench, but I got to tell you, I've fallen off the bench many a time.
I like that on UB40's official Twitter account, they actually have retweeted the story you're talking about right now.
I love it. I love it.
That's funny. Go ahead.
So anyway, this Chad Luddington said that they were drinking beer with friends at a New Haven bar following a UB40 concert. They spotted someone who they believed resembled Ali Campbell, then the band's lead singer.
Okay.
When the man told the group to leave him alone, Kavanaugh allegedly cursed and, quote, threw his beer at the guy, unquote. and it led to a fight. Mm-hmm. During the altercation, another member of Kavanaugh's group allegedly took his beer and smashed it into the head of the guy. Oh. Ludington told the Times, "I don't know what Brett was doing in the melee, but there was blood, there was glass, there was beer. He likes beer.
Likes beer.
And there was some shouting. He likes shouting.
Yeah.
And the police showed up. Kavanaugh was among
There was a melee.
Well, and blood. And beer.
Oh.
Kavanaugh was among five people questioned by the New Haven Police Department about the assault. The Times reported that although he was not arrested, a 21-year-old man accused Kavanaugh, this made me laugh, of throwing ice at him. Okay, boys.
Is that a crime now?
I don't.
J'accuse.
I have to stop singing Let It Go then.
At the time, UB40 was riding high on the success of the 83 hit, the cover of Neil Diamond's Red Red Wine. Mm-hmm. The Times report caused both Red Red Wine and the band's name to trend on social media, which led to more than a few cracks, given Kavanaugh's repeated references to liking beer rather than wine, red or otherwise.
Red or otherwise.
That's right.
I went to this house party as whatever year old I was in 1983.
Did you write it on your calendar?
I did.
Along with Schmitz and Fuxy.
And it was all about a friend of mine from high school, I'm still friends with on Facebook, just loved that. And she just lost her fucking mind over that song.
You know, it makes you feel so fine.
Yeah.
So we had to have, I can't, like,
Musapaka,
I hate it.
Misapaka.
So we had to go to this party and drink what, in hindsight, was probably grape juice.
The lion rope, the monkey get choked.
We all went to heaven in a little rowboat. Clap hands, clap your hands.
Oh, wow.
And she played the song like 50 times. Oh. And in my memory, I went up and broke the record to just
make it stop. Stop, just stop. All of it.
She was not serving enough wine to make up for the wine that was coming off the turntable.
Oh.
That would be like the third worst song ever written. I'd have to check the official books, but it's in the top five.
I'm sure that it would be for you.
Of songs that I just
Well, it's this devil's triangle, if you will.
Yeah.
Right. Of lyrics.
Now, what does that
mean?
Devil's triangle. Yeah. What is? I don't understand.
It's a drinking game that we can't explain.
Is it a drinking game?
Yeah. And it's I don't know if it's true.
It's how we throw dimes at people.
Oh.
When they're, yeah, right.
And they call it crotch shot.
Pod Save America said that I don't know if this is true.
Okay.
But they said that the interns, the Senate interns, were trying to get on
Monkey the Wikipedia
and make it a drinking game. And like,
no,
I think they were alleging that it was Senate interns, but probably somebody was.
Yeah,
sure.
Like probably somebody, whether they were official government employees or just
people
that really want to like protect rapists. I don't know.
But you really got. Yeah, I mean, it took a while for Dan Savage to get Santorum to be a thing. So
The Late Show with Colbert posted this. It says, you know, Brett Kavanaugh instigated a bar fight after UB40 concert, and if you're familiar with UB40, you be at least 40.
Show me the lie.
Right.
Oh Jesus! So speaking of lies and myths.
Ah, very nice.
If I may, so we have. Let me get to it. I have the link already. I'm sure I do.
Sure you do. Why wouldn't you?
And then you don't.
Did somebody tell you couldn't?
Christ, Lord.
Could you play the violin before?
Oh, it did it. Okay, I just hit the right button.
Yay, technology.
So, miracles never cease.
Kyrie Irving.
Sure.
Boston Celtics point guard is apologizing, but hasn't said if he had changed his mind. Boston Celtics star Irving is sorry he ever said the earth was flat. On Monday, the hoop superstar appeared at the Forbes Under 30 Summit and was asked if he still believes the world is flat. Irving didn't claim that he has changed his mind, but he did apologize for ever bringing up the subject. I'm sorry about all that, he said, adding that he is constantly dealing with angry science teachers who tell him, you know I gotta reteach my whole curriculum. Irving first declared he didn't believe the earth was a sphere in February 2017. That's AD, not
so,
BC.
Wait. Okay. So Forbes, in their infinite wisdom...
Put him on a summit.
Put somebody on a 30 under 30 summit. Like the 30 most powerful or most influential people under 30 years old. They put a flat earther on their list?
Yep. I'm glad you found the villain in the piece as fast as I did.
It's Forbes.
This is not even a conspiracy theory. The Earth is flat, Irving said during one interview at the time. He urged people to do their research on the matter and blamed them for lying to us without naming who them was. During Monday's panel, Irving explained that he was really into conspiracy theories at the time, and he declared himself a flat earther. Everybody's been there. Yeah, everybody's... An airplane! Everybody's been there, he said. Everybody's been there like, whoa, what's going on with our world? Well, it's round. Irving said that his mistake was going public with it. Even if you believe in that, just don't come out and say that stuff. That's for intimate conversations because perception, while you're received it and it changes. He said he didn't understand the effect his words would have. Like, no one believes the Earth is flat. We just believe you're
an idiot.
Like, we...
Now, you said this guy's last name is Irving. He's not related to Julius Irving, is he? Like, he's not a...
I don't think so.
You said he's a basketball player, right?
Yeah, for the Boston Celtics. And his name is Kyrie, K-Y-R-I-E.
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a song in the 80s? I wonder if Brett Kavanaugh knew that one.
Come on, I want to lay
you.
Come on, I want to lay you.
Like a nookie. My mom's calling.
I know.
it's a Bette Midler song where she teaches them her Hawaiian
chants.
That's
right. That's right.
Yes.
And I see it has. Okay. That's it. So he's done.
Well, along with people who believe the world is flat, some people believe that you can't get fined for a DUI riding an electric scooter. Well,
A Los Angeles man
has been fined $550 in order to pay restitution for riding an electric scooter while intoxicated and knocking over a 64-year-old pedestrian on a sidewalk. The city attorney's office said Thursday the prosecution of a 28-year-old man named Nicholas Kofroff was the first motorized scooter driving under the influence legal case with a charge in Los Angeles. The office says in a statement that Kofroff on August 4th had a blood alcohol level of more than three times the legal limit while operating a Bird scooter. Bird is the brand name. The pedestrian was knocked down, leaving a theater, and suffered a knee abrasion. Oh my God, a knee abrasion! While the rider then continued on. Kofroff pleaded no contest to operating a motorized scooter under the influence and a hit and run. He was placed on 36 months of probation and must complete a DUI program.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
3 years probation for drunk on a scooter. Times are tough.
You're operating a motor vehicle then.
What a time to be alive.
Isn't it?
Yeah. What a time.
And if I'm not mistaken...
Like I said, it's kind of like if you're riding a horse. I mean, where are they going to put that breathalyzer is what I'm saying.
Well...
Blow into that! San Francisco was the one. They're fighting, having all kinds of issues with these scooters because people leave them everywhere. And if I'm not mistaken, for a while, San Francisco had banned them because they were just like those yellow bikes that were left here.
I feel like they're rentals all over California now. You can rent. Actually, they are.
They were all over the beach.
Yeah,
you're
right. I was just going to say there was one on the corner.
Hi, Jenny.
Right, but I'm almost certain there was a news report out of San Francisco where they had banned them for a while, or they were having some big issues with them because people were leaving them everywhere and it just looked like litter everywhere, just like junk.
Same with the bikes. But I say this, at the corner of where our apartment was in La Jolla, there was one of those scooters for rent where you just needed the QRS code and with your merry day.
Well, the nice thing here in Phoenix, like the yellow bikes that were here, the Oso bikes, they're now gone. That company pulled out of Phoenix. They got so much backlash because, again, everybody was leaving those bikes everywhere.
And it took the company like 3 weeks to come pick them up.
Right, totally did. Because there was
somebody
would
have abandoned some shit right in front of the bar, and you can't move them because they have a device that locks that back wheel if it's not being paid for.
Right.
Yeah.
So your choice is to either rent the fucking thing to move it, or walk around it until 3 weeks later when the company comes and gets it.
You can pick it up and roll it on the front wheel and move it somewhere else. I understand that. So they left, which was a big thing for them to get up. But the grid bikes, you are supposed to return them, I guess, I don't know if you get fined or what it is out of their thing, but you return them back to their
site.
Grid station, yeah.
You don't have to take it back to the one you got it from. You just have to take it back to another station.
Right, one of their stations.
But the problem is if you get to that station and they're all full,
well, then what do you do?
Or you're drunk.
Or you can be drunk on a bike in Arizona.
Atta girl.
All you'll get pulled over for is
no light.
A drunken, disorderly. Oh. Yeah.
Well, speaking of transportation problems.
Well.
Horse walks into a bar.
Yeah.
No, I'm not kidding. It sounds like the start of a joke, but a horse actually walked into a bar last week, causing customers to run in panic.
It came with a video.
As people calmly enjoyed their beverages at the bar in Chantilly, known for its lace and pretty face.
Well done.
They were startled and forced to react quickly as a racehorse galloped into the building. There is a video. You can Google it for yourself.
That's my washer making a noise. Don't worry about
Thank
it.
Thank you. I know. I was like, what the fuck?
No.
Hands up.
I set a delay timer so it would start later. Okay. Laundry day! Laundry day!
Well, I'm going to describe the video to you because I was too lazy to figure out how to make that a thing. First, you can see customers frantically moving out of the way. The horse, with its saddle falling off, gallops through the pub before turning to head back the other way. Apparently, it's a relay race.
Why the long face, someone asked.
I thought it was a drag show starting.
Jean-Marie.
Oh, we're
in France,
bonsoir.
By the way.
Bonsoir.
Jean-Marie.
Jean-Marie, the horse's trainer, said the animal had kicked off its rider before running off. It came from a race course located less than a mile away.
A racehorse on a race course.
A racehorse on a race course. That's hard to say. Mm-hmm. However, Jean-Marie says such an escape was unusual. Between the track and the stables, her rider fell off.
No!
The filly escaped, going onto the road, crossing a roundabout.
At a girl.
Oh, my God.
Before entering this bar. Quite exceptional.
Did the horse win?
Well.
But
funny
wait,
you should ask.
There's more.
Funny you should ask. The racehorse, ironically, chose to enter a pub connected to France's state-controlled betting system.
Oh. I got the horse right here.
No. Mm-hmm.
His name is Paul Revere.
Likes beer.
Can do.
That's right.
Can do.
Can do. If this guy says the horse can do, then, I mean, the horse can do.
Can do. The bar features counters to place bets and also television screens showing the horse races. Perhaps she wanted to make a bet. Mm. She pushed the door open and raced straight away for the betting corner, said the pub owner. Then the filly turned around, breaking a table and chairs.
And chairs.
We've never seen anything like it. Other than the broken furniture, there were no major problems and nobody was injured. The horse was reportedly in good condition, thank God. You might think isolated incident, but no, in related news.
Oh, my God.
Same week in England, a horse entered a bar on Friday.
What's happening? The horses are running amok.
Amok.
This incident
amok,
was...
Amok.
What is that from?
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. Amok.
I love it.
Now, this incident was quite different, taking place in the town of Bilston. Traditional spelling.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Drinkers at that pub were a bit surprised when one of the regular customers entered with his horse in tow.
Oh.
Well.
Yes. Yeah. There's also footage of that out there on the internet.
Was no,
Google
I'm just
it
telling
your leisure.
You, if these motherfuckers can bring their dog to a bar, I'm bringing my horse.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, the problem is over there, they don't have any horse racks.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, my God. A hitching post.
I have to pee like a racehorse. Is that a second?
Oh,
please.
Gallop away.
Please do. The end.
No, well, but there have been other stories where people have ridden, people have ridden horses into that. In fact, a local story, Black Canyon City.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it was on Bar Rescue, that horrible TV show that I don't like, but it was an episode of them. A person actually rode the horse into the bar in Black Canyon City, Arizona. And,
like you do.
And there, and of course, you know, because somebody has a phone and they're recording everything.
Sure.
And that video made it in part of their, we're going to revamp the bar and make it better.
Yeah.
And for some reason,
we're
going to
put some lipstick on this pig.
They thought that less livestock in a bar was better.
Sure.
For it.
I can believe that. Yeah. Yeah. How was their food handler's cards?
I don't know.
Shitty.
I think so.
Hoof and mouth
manure-ish.
Manure-ish.
So I had a story that... perhaps an aunt would like, but well, I don't even know like, but I'm gonna do that one later because this one is just too fucking much for me.
God. All right,
okay,
too much.
Go ahead.
So my best friend Lisa Seidel,
sent
this article to me, and when I was to be here last week,
right,
2 weeks ago, I was going to do it. So hopefully none of you have done that.
Timely as hell.
Arizona man fakes having Down syndrome.
That's hard to do.
No kidding.
What the fuck?
That's hard to do.
And hires women to bathe him and change his diapers.
Stop.
I say, swear to God.
So now we're kink shaming?
I'm saying. Oh, wrong shirt.
Wow.
Also, I work with folks with developmental disabilities. Now, this guy does look like something, but not
he's
that
on the
he
spectrum.
Has Down syndrome.
He's on the spectrum, though.
He does not have Down syndrome.
No, not at all.
No.
Because they always smile, and they have a loving and warm face.
I've seen a couple of them as the Tasmanian devil, and that's not true.
So,
but there is definitely a much different look than
that.
This guy.
But then again, how many Down syndrome people do we see in mugshots? Very few.
Also,
he's unhappy.
And how many people just say, yep, I have that. So an Arizona man was accused of pretending to have Down syndrome and hired caregivers to bathe him and change his diapers.
Oh, my God.
Paul Anthony Menchaca, 31, of Gilbert, Arizona, was arrested on September 6th on fraud and sex abuse charges.
Oh, my gosh.
The Gilbert Police Department said Menchaca posed as a woman named Amy on a caregiver job site called carelinks.com, which not be using.
No photo.
That's right. Saying she needed assistance with her adult son.
Oh, my gosh.
Three caregivers, all women, were hired to care for Menchaca at various points over the summer, with the first woman saying she bathed and assisted him about 30 times. Sergeant Darrell Kruger, a spokesman for the Gilbert Police Department, told the Washington Post that Menchaca asked the caregivers to meet him at restaurants to change his dirty diapers in public restrooms.
Mm-mm.
Oh. All three women said Menchaca became aroused during baths, the police said. And the caregivers said, quote, Amy, unquote, texted them telling them to punish Menchaca if he soiled his diaper. The first caregiver became suspicious. Do you think? Well, he doesn't look like he has Down syndrome, so maybe that's A. Became suspicious and followed Menchaca home earlier this month and met his parents. She discovered Menchaca did not have Down syndrome, much to her chagrin. No, I'm just kidding. And did not require diaper changes.
And shouldn't have been wearing one.
For real. Mm-mm. The man's parents told investigators that Menchaca does not have Down syndrome. In a video of an initial court appearance, Menchaca said he does have special needs, though, and a low IQ level. Except he was able to play the part of Amy and go onto the site.
The role of Amy will now be played by Menchaca.
Menchaca.
Amy Menchaca.
My dad.
I love how many times you've said his name.
Menchaca. My mom and dad both have paperwork to prove that. And they started to talk to my dad about getting me some help.
No, I'm retarded.
Counsel.
Honest, look,
Menchaca,
I'm retarded.
Menchaca told the judge.
I know who the winner is.
Menchaca was slated to appear in court on September 17th. Now, clearly it wasn't immediately clear if he had obtained an attorney.
Or was continent.
Was able to understand. For the love of God.
That was a really uplifting story.
Just crazy.
And creepy as fuck.
Yes, it is. That is.
Hey, I'm at Denny's and I shit myself. Come change me.
Come on over.
But wait. Ignore the boner.
And enjoy the moons over my hammy.
You leave my hammy out of it. Oh,
I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna be texting you all week.
Oh
my God. The moon's over my hammy.
Hey, okay, Mark. Forgive me, Target. I just shit my pants.
It's very convenient.
Shit my pants.
Can you send me anybody?
Yeah. Sure. Do you have anybody?
Menchaca is on his way.
Here's my access number. Yeah.
Menchaca's on his way.
Also, we're like,
shit my pants. Right here. Shit my pants. You're kidding. You can shit your pants? Right here.
You hear that? Right here.
My pants are free.
Wow. I just may shit my pants.
And I would shit 500 miles.
I love the overlay there.
I just shit my pants, and it's very convenient.
Very convenient.
I just shit my drawers.
I just shit my nighty.
I just shipped my bed.
My bed. You can't.
Well, we're going to send this to you crazy kids. We'll send the picture of Menchaca. That way you can see just how non-Down syndrome-y he is.
Non-Down syndrome-y.
Yes.
That's a word. Extra, extra large.
Yeah, right? Yes.
I had green chilies for dinner.
Could I get the moons over my hammy attends?
I could need an extra diaper.
just had the best meal. Can't you tell? Come change me.
Corn? When did I have corn?
Corn.
Check your calendar.
What's that? Oh, me and PJ and Sudsy, we went.
Sudsy.
Right here, Thursday, corn with squeeze.
Along with beer. I like beer.
What'd you have at Denny's? Corn and a boner?
And then a bath. That's right, a bath.
Just corn and a boner.
Is that corn on the boner?
Depending on how the diaper was put on, yes.
Coming to CBS this
fall. That's a whole other thing.
Sometimes the corn squeaks around.
Stop it.
No, stop.
Stop it.
Stop. Gary stop Weiner, it. What? I don't know.
No, we're done.
Sorry.
Oh, just God.
Caller. We're going to have a caller. Caller, sorry. Caller, are you there?
Are you there?
Val?
Sorry. Excuse me.
Do you have
me?
Corn or a boner?
Okay, so I'm sending this to you, Clayton, so you can
why?
Show the picture.
I don't. Why?
Why?
The guy. It's so they asked in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
Send it to the chat room, people.
Manchaca.
Yeah, send the link
I don't
to
know
the,
how to.
You,
same way you sent it to Clayton.
I forget.
You do too. Oh. Put your big pants on.
I had them on and somebody changed them.
Exactly. I had the answer in my old diaper.
Suddenly I need to adjust my headphones.
Oh my God.
Why are we yelling?
I don't know.
Oh, it's not how this works.
No.
My girlfriend was eating chocolate in bed and pee somehow ended up in my butt while what? I slept. Weird in the AM. For both
what
of
is
you.
Happening?
Really for both of you. Who's not uncomfortable? The one that wakes up with a chocolate bar in her ass? Or the one who has to ask what's on the sheet?
I nearly shit my butt. Oh my God, Jenny, that's fantastic.
No.
Wait, yeah.
Is that oh my dark God. Chocolate or, yeah, milk, right. or milk chocolate? I'm not
wait
sure.
a minute, wait a minute.
Stop it.
Oh.
Stop it.
The fact then, that it's chocolate makes it so much easier to be able to do that. Otherwise, I'd vomit.
The next time somebody, you're at one of those goddamn baby showers, somebody makes you guess what's in the diaper, you tell them that story.
That's
that'll
right.
stop that
I
game.
Got a story
you know what I do to
you?
Avoid that?
Don't go to the
I don't go to baby showers.
Yeah.
You're the winner, chicken dinner.
I told you I had that meeting.
Winner, winner.
All right. So people who are trying to eat corn, Colorado thieves break into pot dispensary. As documentarians, we cannot interfere with the lives of our subjects. Colorado thieves break into pot dispensary, but only get oregano. Stealing oregano from a marijuana dispensary is a dope. Oh, come on.
Come on.
I can't even finish that. But that's what a group of Colorado thieves allegedly did Wednesday. After crashing a stolen minivan, there's the crime, through the glass front entrance of Native Roots, a Colorado Springs pot shop, police said. After the break-in with the van, several accomplices entered the store with a different vehicle and carried out what they probably assumed were containers of marijuana. The burglars loaded the loot into the getaway car and drove west, leaving the van behind. A police officer spotted the car, pulled it over, according to reports. Instead, the fleeing driver hit the police cruiser, then sped away. The cruiser sustained minor damage. Who cares about that? Although they're still on the loose, they probably aren't high on the proceeds. Turns out what may have looked like marijuana were displays filled with oregano. So it turns out the people That's at the Colorado Springs dispensary were ready for ne'er-do-wells.
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 Tricky, tricky.
Sons of bitches.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I don't care if you're buying it or you're stealing it. Smell the goods first. You know what I mean? Take a whiff. Find out what you're getting.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
So one of them's going to make you want to eat spaghetti. The other one's going to make you want to make spaghetti.
Right. No one loses.
Right. No, right. Come on.
Oregano,
good. So when are we having spaghetti?
Yeah.
Right.
I know.
Are we having garlic bread?
Sure.
Yes. Well, mandatory. No mandatory. Yeah, yeah.
There's that.
I like it.
All right. In our final story of the headline section, police arrested a man at Dublin Airport on Thursday morning for breaking on to the tarmac and trying to chase down a plane after missing his flight. Ireland's public service broadcaster reported this on Thursday. The man in his 20s and a woman had missed the Ryanair flight to Amsterdam, according to RTE. As the couple spoke with airline staff at the gate, the man broke through the door and ran onto the tarmac, the Press Association news agency reported. He then tried to flag down the plane as it taxied away from the gate, but he was held back by staff. The man has been taken to a nearby police station for questioning. A male and a female passenger were late for... Oh, that's just the recap of the story. But I don't know why in the world you think if a plane has left the gate and it's taxiing away, you could possibly track it down and board the plane.
It worked on the city bus. Why wouldn't it work on the bus?
Yeah.
On the plane?
Well, the stairs are a little bit different.
Well, you got to run a little faster.
Well, yeah. Trying to board a 737, it's a little higher, too. Oh, for crying.
This much higher? How much higher?
How much higher? Sure. Could you show me on the doll?
Tom Cruise could do it.
What? Sure. Way. It's high? It's way higher.
Way.
How high was it?
Way higher.
Way.
Well, that's funny.
We'll find out how high when we get to entertainment.
I like it.
There's a documentary about Studio 54, a story that includes Ronan Sinatra. We have the return of a beloved sitcom, a book review again, now that I know more about it, and a really good review of this week's SNL. So that's it. There's not a lot.
Very busy.
That cold open was fantastic. It really was.
Thanks.
Yeah. No, not your cold open.
No, not yours. No.
Oh.
We all know
or your cold opening, whichever one you want to talk about. We'll be right back with Al Perkins Entertainment right after this. Stick with
us. Shit my pants.
Oh my God, is this not your mother's recipe?
Yes, and now I'm passing it on to you. So try to keep up.
You're listening to Hugh Talk America.